This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a wide variety of teaching materials, including books in print, e-book, and audiobook formats, CDs, DVDs, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on compact disc, ask for program number 2707. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And now, if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcast at our website. We are planning our second prophecy conference for this August 9th through the 11th here in Bend. The Judgment Day Conference will again feature Dave and Tom, plus special guest, archaeologist and Middle East expert, Randall Price, former Israeli General Shimon Iram, and former PLO militant, Waleed Shobat. All the information is at our website, or ask about registration when you call or write. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the New York Times, May 12, 2007, with the headline, Pope Canonizes a Brazilian. The following are excerpts. After canonizing Brazil's first native-born saint, a Friar Galvão, and receiving a bracing dose of Brazilian-style religious fervor at an outdoor mass, Pope Benedict XVI called Friday for more forceful evangelization throughout Latin America to counter growing conversions to Pentecostal Protestant groups. No effort should be spared in seeking out those Catholics who have fallen away and those who know little or nothing of Jesus Christ, he told Brazilian bishops. About 140 million Brazilians regard themselves as Catholics, the largest Roman Catholic population in the world. But many do not attend Mass regularly, and the portion who identify themselves as Roman Catholic has dropped in less than a generation from nearly 90% of the population to about two-thirds because of the Protestant advance. The Pope made his appeal in his characteristic way. He emphasized competing with the Pentecostal denominations first by meeting people's spiritual needs with back-to-basics Catholicism, centered on preaching Jesus' message. Daily life in Brazil is permeated by the presence of saints, from the names of neighborhoods, businesses, and cities to the plaster statues found in corner bars and the posters and paintings hung in homes both humble and grand. Fast-growing Pentecostal groups, however, strongly disapprove of the popular focus on saints, which they regard as a form of idolatry forbidden by the Bible. In the 1990s, one Pentecostal preacher prominent on television even smashed an image of the Virgin Mary during one of his programs, shocking many Brazilians. We Brazilians love to venerate the saints, but until now, they've all been foreigners, said Bernardo Leite Alves, a 39-year-old bus driver, who said he often drove with an image of Saint Sebastian on his windshield. As for Friar Galvão, he said, this is a saint who is really, truly ours, born and bred here, who looks like us and has a name like ours.
David, you know, this isn't anything new. Pope John Paul II, you know, when he visited South America, he saw that the Catholic Church, they were losing many to evangelical Christianity. Mm-hmm. And what really upsets me, I'm upset because now they're becoming more aggressive in the Roman Catholic Church and their evangelization. Mm-hmm. But what's upsetting here is, wait a minute, didn't organizations such as Evangelicals and Catholics Together, wasn't there a whole thrust among evangelicals to work with the Roman Catholic Church, saying that we all are brothers and sisters in Christ, separated brethren, now let's work. If you're going to evangelize together, you're going to have the same message, the same gospel, isn't that right, Dave? But,
yeah.
But look what's happened. Now, John Paul II said, and now Benedict XVI is saying, oh, wait a minute. We've got to out-evangelize these Pentecostals and so on.
Yeah, Tom.
What's going on?
A little bit of dishonesty. I guess the popes, don't realize we're in a world of international communication. Because they say one thing in North America, another thing in Central and South America.
Mm-hmm.
When they come to North America, oh, we're all in this, yeah, together, evangelicals and Catholics together. When they get down south, they say exactly what we just heard here. So it's disingenuous. It's more than that. It's dishonest. But, Tom, the truth is, this whole ECT thing came from the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
It was approved by the Vatican.
Of course.
And the Protestants who were involved, whether it was Pat Robertson or Bill Bright or whoever it was who signed this, and of course it began with Chuck Colson, they were all being advised out of the Vatican. And ECT, Evangelicals and Catholics Together, does indeed say, we thank God, I'm quoting it verbatim from the document, we thank God for the discovery of one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, if Protestants, and it doesn't distinguish, it says the title is Evangelicals, that's what they're against down here now in South America, Evangelicals and Catholics. It doesn't say some Evangelicals, Evangelicals sympathetic with the Catholic Church. It doesn't say Bible-believing Catholics. All evangelicals and all Catholics together, the Christian mission in the third millennium. That's what it said. All right? So we all have the same mission, but now when we get down to South America, out comes the truth. The Pope, I guess, thought it wouldn't be put in the newspapers. Of course, nobody's listening. This is a little secret between us guys down here. No, it is simply dishonest. Let's just be blunt about it. It's dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
The man is lying. He is not telling the truth. So, one place they say, we have the same gospel down here, they say, no, we've got to convert all of those Roman Catholics who went over on the Protestant side. Actually, they believed in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They were baptized as Christians. They realized the Catholic gospel was a false gospel. We've got to get them back into the Catholic Church. Tom Forrest, if you remember, Tom.
Sure.
A very large gathering of Christians, supposedly evangelicals and Catholics, together. We're all together. That was in Indianapolis some years ago, but in the Catholic-only session, where he's talking just to the fellow Catholics, he says, we've got to evangelize back into the Catholic Church. So this is what it's about. It's not honest.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, with that, you get all the trappings. You have a canonizing Brazil's first native-born saint. Dave, where do you find that in Scripture?
Well, my Bible says that all Christians are saints.
Mm-hmm.
The Epistle to Ephesians is written to the saints at Ephesus, the saints at Colossae, the saints at Corinth. Okay? You don't get voted in as a saint. If you're not a saint, you're not saved. Saint simply means sanctified, set apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
now we have these individuals set apart so that we can pray to them, so that they can intercede for us. Certainly not worship them, as the Catholics would tell you, but David, Catholics would say there are three distinctions in reverence. One would be dulia, and that's the reverence you give to a saint. Another one would be hyperdulia, we give special reverence to Mary, and then latria, which is worship of God, and that's the technical distinction. But, you know, growing up Roman Catholic, Dave, for 30 years, we never made those distinctions. We worship Mary without a doubt, and saints, they became our heroes. We talked to them, we prayed to them, we had communion with them, in effect, communication with them. What's the Bible condemns?